in this second talk, there is our first miracle we're going to look at to do with this woman. And again, if we want to have some helpful images for this story, draw that special moment where this hurting woman touches Jesus in a crowd. And yet, he still notices her. Hundreds of people crowding around him, but her touching just his clothes causes Jesus to stop. Why? Well, draw Jesus like he's a priest. He's wearing robes, he's got a staff, because that's what this woman is hoping Jesus is really like. Let's see why. So, Jesus is surrounded by people and being rushed to heal a very important person. But in the middle of that is this woman who has been suffering for 12 years. This particular problem, a bleeding which carries on after the period, is actually written in the book of Leviticus. It is meant to be unholy, very unholy, or unclean, which in the Bible means something. It means that thing is not meant to happen. That thing God doesn't want us to deal with. He doesn't want humanity to have to deal with those problems. And it's important to remember, it's not just a case of hygiene. It's not just gone with washing your hands. This takes lots of time, lots of effort. And this uncleanness she has in the book of Leviticus spreads to everything she touches. Anything, any bed, any house, any person she meets. And even after she's cured, it's supposed to still take a week to be really clean, to be holy again. So this problem is meant to be very serious. The book of Leviticus takes uncleanness and unholiness very seriously. And this issue of not being clean, not being holy, is humanity's biggest problem it's had since the beginning. And throughout the Bible, there is this question. Who can be holy? Who can be clean? Who is perfect? Because none of us are. We all get into messes. We all do things that are evil, unclean. And this woman is a part of that. And it's not that she's doing evil, but that her problem of leaking blood, losing life continuously, is symbolic of what all humans are doing. We are all losing real life. And no matter what we do to stop it, things keep getting worse, just like for her. It doesn't matter how many life coaches we have, we will still keep doing evil. And as we've seen, thousands of years of human history, all the technology we could hope for, and it's not changed, actually, the human heart.
Excuse, Leviticus, what chapter is that in?
That one is 14, chapter 14.
Chapter 14.
But that ancient problem that was listed in Leviticus 14, and actually since Genesis, Jesus is the one who flipped that ancient dilemma on its head. Jesus doesn't become contaminated. When he touches her, he isn't unclean, which is what's meant to happen. And in fact, not only does Jesus remain clean, remain holy, but she actually gets healed, gets clean, gets free. She gets contaminated with his holiness. Humanity has been struggling with losing life ever since Adam and Eve. But just Jesus' clothes are more clean and full of life than anything we have. Jesus is so clean, so holy, that he chases away uncleanness. So imagine touching like a dirty pan, and instead of you getting dirty, it gets clean just by a touch. Jesus is this God who hates sin, this uncleanness that happens when we disobey or when we fail to do good. But he is also a God who isn't afraid to get stuck into this mess, to roll up his sleeves. This Jesus isn't a germaphobe, that he's scared of evil like the Pharisees. They do that all the time. Holiness in Jesus is like light. Light isn't afraid of darkness. It's the other way around. It runs whenever the light switch is turned on. Evil, disease, demons, sin, and uncleanness are all afraid of this Jesus. And it is because Jesus is the answer to those questions we looked at earlier. He's the only one who is clean, who is holy. He's the only one who's managed to be perfect. Nobody has kept themselves clean and whole and good. But Jesus is so good that he can deal with our evil. He can fight it and scare it away.
Excuse me for one second. Leviticus 14. Mm. What verses is that?
Most of that chapter. The first half begins with a man who deals with the bleeding, and then the second half is a woman who's dealing with this problem.
So which chapter do I look at then?
All of 14, maybe second half. So look at the second half of it.
Second half.
Yeah. So, Jesus is so full of holiness, cleanness, that any mess we're in seems like nothing with him around. And just a touch of his clothes is more sanity, more healing, more purity than we've ever seen. And that was the job of priests in the Bible, to help us to get clean, to be good. And even touching the clothes of Jesus is a reference to this. So, do we see why this woman went to Jesus? Why she believed that just a touch could heal her? Perhaps, as well, there is actually more healing that Jesus can do for her, and we'll see in our last talk what that could be. But for now, it's important to remember this. Jesus is the Holy One, the great priest, the only one who can get into our messed up lives and clean them up and still be perfect afterwards. He doesn't get corrupted by us, but rather we get uncorrupted, fixed and healed by just touching Jesus. Clothes.